Hi, everybody. Welcome to English Digest. I'm Tom.
Hi, I'm Stephanie.
It's our unit on pirates today. Last time we talked about pirates, and today we're going to continue talking about pirates. And those are those people who sail ships in various oceans,
yeah.
And they rob other ships, and they steal their money, and they beat up their passengers and do stuff like that.
They're bad guys.
Yeah. We were talking a little bit about the stereotypical pirate, the ones especially from the Caribbean Sea. You probably saw those movies, Pirates of the Caribbean. Who was in that? Jack Black? Was he in that?
No, Johnny Depp.
Johnny Depp.
Who's gorgeous, yeah. He plays a drunk pirate, which is hilarious.
Yeah, exactly, right. So in any case, you probably get an image of pirates from that movie.
Yeah.
Maybe you saw the Walt Disney movie Peter Pan. There was Captain Hook in that movie, and I think he fit the stereotype there with the black hat and the beard and the parrot and all that kind of stuff. So we did talk about the stereotypical image. We also talked about pirates during that period of time from the 16th to 19th centuries when governments allowed them to raid other ships, especially if they were ships from other countries, because they were all competing for the vast riches of the Americas at that time. They wanted to send everything back to Europe.
Yeah, that's right. So from the 16th to the 19th centuries, we discovered that countries would actually issue permits, giving these pirates permission to raid and attack different nations' enemies. So we've got all of these countries that gave, I guess they would say they gave permission to the pirates, or what they called privateers. They sounded more legit, more like they were good guys, not bad guys, to be called privateers. They would give them permission to go and raid different ships of their enemy countries and then bring back some of the stuff that they had raided. And we called it vast riches. Remember, they brought a lot of stuff back from the Americas back to Europe. Even there were pirates on the South China Sea. There was Cheng Yi, who's very famous. Even I've heard of Cheng Yi. And we just barely mentioned some of the pirates in the Caribbean. Of course, there was Calico Jack. And I think Calico Jack is the character that they modeled Johnny Depp's character after.
Okay, maybe that's why I call him Jack Black.
Yeah.
But in any case, today we're going to talk some more about some images of pirates, especially the title of our article, The Black Flag, The Skull and Crossbones, also known as the Jolly Roger. But we'll talk about that and other stereotypes in today's program. So let's get to it, everybody. Let's listen to the entire contents of our lesson right now. Pay attention while we read the entire article right now.
One of the most famous symbols of the pirates operating in the Caribbean during the Golden Age of Piracy, 1650s to 1730s, was the Jolly Roger flag. Originally, pirates used a plain black flag, adding individual designs later. Though the skull and crossbones is the best known of these, many captains used their own flags to identify themselves. The name Jolly Roger likely refers to Old Roger, a nickname for the devil, and was likely first used by Bartholomew Roberts, one of the most successful pirates of his day. This early form of branding had a purpose, to tell their victims who was coming for them. Merchant captains would know the pirates' reputations and would often surrender, knowing they would be allowed to live if they didn't put up a fight. If a captain chose to resist, the pirates would raise a red flag in place of the black one. This signified that there would be no quarter, meaning all the victims would be killed. The pirates used other flags too. They sailed under various countries' flags in order to trick their prey, getting close before raising the black to strike terror into their victims' hearts. Apart from the flags, many other pirate stereotypes are literary inventions. For example, pirates spent the gold they stole rather than burying it. Were it not for the novel Treasure Island, ideas such as treasure maps might not exist today. Movie versions of these books also created the popular perception of pirate speech. They have also given rise to a more romantic and heroic idea of pirates than the real criminals deserved. Ned Lowe once cut off and boiled a man's lips, while Blackbeard shot one of his own crew so they wouldn't forget who was in charge. They robbed and murdered, and most were eventually caught and hanged for their crimes.
All right, everybody, the moment you've been looking forward to has arrived. We're going to talk about the contents of today's lesson. We're going to raise the black flag today, and one of the most famous symbols of the pirates operating in the Caribbean during the golden age of piracy, which was from the 1650s to the 1730s, was the Jolly Roger flag. So that was one of the most famous symbols of the pirate age.The Jolly Roger flag, okay? And, of course, we've described that before, but it's a black flag with a skull on it and then the crossbones underneath the skull. That's a pretty popular image. It's all over the place. I'm sure you've seen it here in Taiwan as well. That's called the Jolly Roger flag.
Yeah. Jolly Roger. Actually, I was telling Tom before we started that Jolly Rogers, I think it's with an S, is a restaurant in America.
I didn't know
it was after a pirate. That's kind of fun to learn. When you talk about anything that's the golden age of something, it's like it's the height of its popularity. It was when it was most successful. We often talk about the golden age of radio, the golden age of film. So the golden age of piracy is when it was really at its peak, P-E-A-K, peak. You know, it's most successful, it's most popular, 1650s to the 1730s. I'm glad I wasn't alive then and sailing a ship because some of these pirates were really mean and cruel. So they had the Jolly Roger flag. Why? Well, originally, pirates used a plain black flag with no design. It's plain.
Right.
Adding individual designs later. Individual means based on someone's personal preferences. You know, if you have your individual preferences, it's what you like the best. It's what you prefer. So some of the pirates thought, yeah, plain flag's not really for me. I want to put a little face on it maybe to represent me.
So there could have been all sorts of different designs. They added their individual designs later. Each different pirate group had a different kind of symbol on there, and they would add those designs at a later time when they thought the black flag was a little boring. Though the skull and crossbones is the best known of these, many captains used their own flags to identify themselves. So there may be some other ones out there. You could do some research and find some different kinds of pirate flags out there, but the best known of them, the most popular one, the most famous one, of course, is the one with the skull and crossbones, otherwise known as the Jolly Roger. But again, some of these captains use their own flags to identify themselves. This is a verb here, to identify. That just means to basically indicate or establish or to know who someone is. So you could have all sorts of symbols that help identify what something is. Or who something is. Somebody might say, can you please identify yourself? Say who you are so I know if you are a friend or an enemy.
Yeah, if someone knocks at your door and you can't, there's no peephole, those little holes that allow you to see through, you might say, please identify yourself. My dad sometimes says that at the door. But,
identify
yourself? Yeah, and he can see it's me. It's just a joke. Please identify yourself.
Ooh.
Now, the name Jolly Roger, likely, most probably, refers to Old Roger. If something refers to something else, it means it mentions something or mentions somebody. Maybe it's directing your attention to something. Please refer to page 12 of your textbook, which means go to page 12. Here we're talking about someone we think is Old Roger, and that used to be a nickname for the devil. Kind of old, kind of long ago, because even I don't know that. Nickname is a name you come up to call somebody else. I have a cousin who calls me Stephanie Annie Annie Bucklebum. That's my nickname.
Okay.
Most of my friends and family don't call me Stephanie. It's kind of long. People just call me Steph. That's my nickname. Could be a funny name, though. Like my cousin's name for me is kind of funny. Stephanie Annie Fanny Bucklebum.
People, get different nicknames over different periods of time.
Everybody
gets a nickname.
In any case,
I've never heard of this nickname for the devil.
No.
Have you heard of any other nicknames for the devil? Satan is the name.
Satan is a name, yeah.
But that's not really a nickname.
Yeah, I was going to say Satan. Satan is his name. Lucifer is also his name.
Could be.
Is his name.
But those are names, not really nicknames.
Yeah,
but
nickname.
There are nicknames for different political figures, too, or celebrities. They might all have different nicknames. But in any case, Old Roger is an old nickname for the devil, and it was likely first used by this fella by the name of Bartholomew Roberts, I guess Bart for short, and he was one of the most successful pirates of his day. Mm. So I guess he was the one who first used the Jolly Roger flag, or at least he used it the most often, and therefore, we've got this flag, and everybody knows about it. And when you see that flag, you think, ooh, that's the symbol of pirates. We've got some more things to talk about involving pirates, but we'll get to that in just a couple of seconds. We're going to take a break right now and listen to our Chinese teacher.
Hi, everyone. My name is Jenny. 今天我们继续来看第三单元海盗。那谈海盗呢，我们说过他们呢，诶，是有所谓的当作一个标志一样的海盗旗。那提到这个海盗旗，它到底背后有没有什么意义呢？这是接下来我们要讨论的地方。那我们知道海盗呢，他在1650那个时候到1730左右，这个可以说是他们的黄金时期。那当时啊，我们就知道说这个所谓的海盗，他们用的海盗旗的名字，它事实上叫做 The Jolly Roger Flag。 那为什么会叫 The Jolly Roger Flag 呢？我们就要来看一看。那其实一开始呢，海盗旗它就是黑色的旗子，然后呢上面再加一点个别的设计，看到这个 adding 加一点。那这个逗点后面的 adding， 当然你知道这一定是分词咯。这个分词理由也很简单，因为你呢如果有第二个动作And added， 你不要 and 去掉之后，你 added 就把它变成加了 ing 的现在分词。好，那我们来看后面就说到了为什么叫 Jolly Roger。 哦，其实它原来可能指的就是 Devil 这个恶魔的昵称，也就是 Old Roger。 而且他呢还有一位最早可能用这个名字来当海盗旗的，是一个很有名的海盗船长，这个 Robert， 他用这个名字之后别人就跟着用了。
We're going to take a quick break. Stay tuned, we'll be right backAnd we're back. We're talking about pirates, of course. It's day two of our history unit. We're talking about some of the famous symbols of the pirates who operated in the Caribbean or the Caribbean during the golden age of piracy. We've got the Jolly Roger flag. Now, remember, originally the pirates would use this black flag with no design. And then pirates, you know, they were kind of proud of themselves and they wanted to put their own individual designs on flags. There is a nickname that we think that's the reason why we have this Jolly Roger, because Old Roger used to be a nickname for the devil. And he's probably got lots of nicknames. I think it's interesting that we're capitalizing devil. But yeah, you know, Satan, Lucifer. And was likely first used by a man named Bartholomew Roberts. Believe it or not, used to be a very popular name a couple hundred years ago. So popular, so long, and so hard to say, I think, Bartholomew. But you'll often hear Bart. His full name is usually Bartholomew.
Okay, so we've got it up to date now. Now, remember, this flag here is an example of branding.
Yeah.
Okay, when you put a symbol on a product or something so people can identify it, that is branding.
So for example, the Nike logo, they have a branding symbol, that swish that you see on the sneakers or tennis shoes.
Absolutely. That's a pretty famous example of branding there. Mm-hmm. But this is an early form of branding, and it had a purpose to tell their victims who was coming for them. If you're the victim, of course, that means you're the person who suffers as the result of the actions of somebody else. else. You're harmed, you're injured, or you're killed because of a crime or an accident, a victim of rape, for example, a victim of murder or whatever. And these are the victims here. Hey, we're coming for you, so you better watch out. And merchant captains would know the pirates' reputations and would often surrender, knowing they would be allowed to live if they didn't put up a fight. So a merchant captain, that's a captain of a merchant ship, a ship that is shipping goods around, and the pirates are coming, and they would see the pirate flag, they would see the Jolly Roger, and they knew of the pirates' reputations. Reputation means what people know about you based on what you've done in the past. You might have a good reputation or a bad reputation. So they knew that these pirates had bad reputations. So they think, oh, we better give up. We better surrender, or they're going to be really mean to us. To surrender means you give up. You raise the white flag. And they did that because they would be allowed to live if they did not put up a fight. To put up a fight means to basically fight back.
Yeah, to fight back. We'll often actually use that phrase, oh, he put up a white flag. A company was about to be bought out by another company. It was a hostile takeover, but they put up the white flag. So that just means to surrender. In war, if you're fighting and the enemy comes out with a white flag, it means they surrender. You can't keep killing them. They want to give up. So if you don't put up a flag, you're giving up, but you might be allowed to live if you do that. If a captain of the ship that the pirates were trying to overtake or raid chose to resist, the pirates would raise a red flag in place of the black one. So they had these ways to communicate what was going on with the flags. If you resist, you don't give up. You don't give in. You fight back. You withstand what's going on. So if the captain chose to resist, instead of the black flag, the red flag would go up. And that was worse because that meant something else. It meant they were going to kill everybody on that ship because they were fighting back. So if you resisted, there was a good chance you would not live. Now, this phrase in place of means to substitute one thing for something else. For example, I can't work tomorrow, so Diane is going to work in place of me. So she's going to substitute for me. So she's going to come and fill in for me, so in place of. So this red flag was actually worse than the black one.
Right. In place of the black flag, in the place of the black one, you could say. So instead of the black flag, there would be a red flag there. And this signified or it signaled or it meant that there would be no quarter, which means no mercy, meaning all the victims would be killed. They're going to show no mercy. You're all going to be killed. So that's what the red flag meant. So I guess you better fight to the death then. And the pirates used other flags, too. They sailed under various countries' flags in order to trick their prey, getting close before raising the black to strike terror into the victims' hearts. So they'd be sailing along, and maybe they would put up the flag of, oh, I don't know, a nice peaceful little country, maybe like Italy or something, or maybe
France,
Hungary or something, or, I don't know, Poland or whatever. They never harm anybody. So they think, oh, they're coming over here. Hey, some people from Poland's coming over. No problem. Maybe they're going to bring us some Polish vodka or something like that. But then they would raise the black flag, and they'd go, uh-oh, it's actually pirates. And that would strike terror into the victims' hearts. Terror, of course, means something is really bad. Something bad is going to happen. It's extreme fear. You might be in terror. You might be really afraid of something.
Yeah. It's a very, very famous phrase, to strike terror into someone's heart. So look for that when you're reading or maybe watching a movie. Hear that phrase. To strike terror into someone's heart. That is so mean and very tricky. Moving on to the next paragraph, it's our final paragraph. Apart from the flags, or besides the flags, you could say, many other pirate stereotypes are literary inventions. We talked about what a stereotype is. It's this widely held view of a particular race or type of person. For example, there's a stereotype that women can't drive, which is wrong. I'm an excellent driver. So literary inventions are things that writers come up with, things that they invent or create. So a lot of times in books, pirates, at least back in the day, they often would hide their treasure. They would steal things, and then instead of spending the gold, they would actually bury it in a big box called a treasure chest. And that was just something that authors or writers of books were making up. They were creating this image because that wasn't reality.
Right. They were made up in books, an invention, something that's made up. For example, pirates spent the gold they stole rather than burying it. Yeah, I would do that too. If I got some gold, I'd run out really quickly and buy myself a nice expensive car, a nice house, a resort community or something like that.
I would buy a Porsche.
Why a Porsche? Yeah, why would I want to bury the gold somewhere and use it for a, you know, save it for a rainy day?
Crazy.
Pirates aren't thinking like that. Most people want to spend it right away.
No.
So that, of course, came from some kind of story. Maybe Treasure Island actually is where that story came from. So they would not bury it. And were it not for the novel Treasure Island, ideas such as treasure maps might not exist today. So were it not for, if we did not have this novel Treasure Island, then we would not have the idea of treasure maps. If the author of Treasure Island decided not to write that novel and wrote maybe some kind of romance novel instead, we would not know about treasure maps.
So movie versions of these books also created the popular perception, this is people's idea of something, of pirate speech. Tom, can you do something?
Aye, shiver me timbers, make that scurvy dog walk the plank.
They also gave rise to a more romantic and heroic idea of pirates than the real criminals. The bad guys actually deserve. They're bad people. If you give rise to something, you're something that helps propel something forward or helps create the atmosphere that something can actually survive and to give rise to. When people protest, it gives rise to other people protesting. When they see something, it encourages other people to go out and do the same, to give rise to. So because you saw some of these inventions, there was this more romantic and heroic idea of pirates than these bad people deserve because they were killers. They were bad people.
They're bad people. They deserve to be thrown in jail or sent to the guillotine.
Yeah.
And Ned Lowe once cut off and boiled a man's lips.
Ew.
Ooh, that sounds really gross.
Terrible.
While Blackbeard shot one of his own crew so they wouldn't forget who was in charge.
I've
a
heard
crew
of that,
here
yeah.
is a group of people who work on a ship or a plane. And again, the crew is the entire unit of people, not the individual members. He shot a member of the crew so they would remember who's in charge. And they also robbed, they murdered, and most were eventually caught and hanged for their crimes. Eventually means in the end. And hanged here is a form of execution in which you tie a rope around someone's neck, and they just hang themselves. Some people use hanging as a means of suicide.
Right. I wanted to mention with crew guys, it's like staff. Be careful with staff. It's also non-count. You can't say my staffs is in plural. No, staff is already plural. Crew is already plural. So crews work on crews. I can say crews like different crews in different places. A crew works on a ship, an airplane, a boat, things like that. So your crew. So he was pretty bad. And most of these pirates are pretty bad, too. But a lot of them were hanged as punishment for their crimes. Not all of them got away, though. Some of them continued to do bad things until they just naturally died. Right now, guys, we're going to listen to our Chinese teacher.
好，那我们继续来看。那提到说这个海盗旗啊，为什么要用海盗旗呢？这种其实有一个目的，因为你就是告诉对方我们来了，我们在追捕你。这样子说起来又有什么好处呢？他说到，当时的船长呢，都知道这些海盗的名声，而知道如果今天海盗船过来了，可能你最好的方式就是投降吧。因为如果你抵抗的话，反而你会丧命。那当然咯，如果你抵抗，这个海盗这时候就不是黑旗了，他就升起了红旗，然后告诉你，这下子你们连命都没有了。这个意义当然基本上在过去是这样做的。那我们提到他这边提到啊 ，there would be no quarter， 这个 no quarter 就是毫不留情。那 no quarter 后面逗点 ，meaning all the victims would be killed。好，这个地方的 meaning 当然也是一个分词。那为什么要改成分词？其实很简单， 提到前面这个 no quarter, 它的意义是什么？你可以把它改成 which means all the victims would be killed. 好，我们继续往下读，下面就说到那海盗呢，其实他也会用别的旗帜，那用别的旗帜，先用那个国家的旗帜，然后来欺骗对方，等到靠近的时候才突然升起黑旗，让对方措手不及。好，那这边呢，他说啊，他为什么要用国家的旗帜？ In order to, 这个 in order to 当然是表示目的，目的就在于欺骗对方，让对方没有防备。我们台湾的海盗旗之后，其实我们就要来回头想想，我们对于海盗有一些所谓的刻板印象。这些刻板印象包括这篇文章一开头第一段告诉大家那个海盗船长的样子。那为什么会有这些的想法？为什么会有这些的 stereotypes? 这些其实可能都是文学的产物。那我们注意到这句话的 apart from 这个片语用起来，它可以等于in addition to, 或者是等于 except, 就是除此之外，但是它很像中文的此外，它可以是把后面接的东西包括在内，也可以把这个东西除摒除在外。所以这个 apart from 其实是一个蛮好用的片语。好，我们再来往下读。那怎么说呢？说它是文学的产物，他就举个例子给大家听。我们要想想，因为我们有读过文学作品，像 Treasure Island 金银岛，它不是会把那些宝藏藏起来吗？这些概念都是文学作品而来的。那我们要知道，电影当然也有很多版本告诉海盗船或是海盗的样子，而这些电影它其实也造成了今天我们对海盗其实有一点像很浪漫，而且甚至把它英雄化的概念。好，那我们就来看看这一整句话，这里其实有一些句型是很重要的，比如说刚刚提到金银岛，它的句子里头讲到 Were it not for the novel Treasure Island, 这个 Were it not for, 其实这是一个假设语气，但是我们的假设语气印象中会有个 if, 这一句话你也可以改成 ifIt were not for, 这个句型的意思就是中文讲的要不是怎么样的话，那就不会怎样了。所以要不是这个小说像金银岛这样的小说，那我们今天可能就不会有说会有这种藏宝图的概念。因此这个假设语气注意到了，前面这里这个改成了倒装句型，把 if 去掉， were 移到前面， were it not for。 那当然接下来的后半句这一句话主要句也会受到影响，看到了 might not exist today, 也就今天可能就不会有了，但是因为有了这个小说，所以今天我们有这样的概念。 OK, 我们的讲解到此结束，下次见。
That's it for today. Thank you so much for joining us, and make sure you join us for our program next time. From all of us here at English Digest, I'm Tom.
I'm Stephanie.
Goodbye.
See ya.